There are things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us, share your story, share your evidence, because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every week we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very much for joining me today. You know, I've been very happy lately. The weather is getting better. I mean, don't look outside right now, though. that made a liar out of me. But I've been out grilling, which is always one of my favorite things to do. Plus, I've been out doing some paranormal live streams, which, you know, the investigations and stuff, that's what I absolutely love to do. In fact, AM 950 was kind enough to let us stream our investigation of the historic Calumet Inn on their Facebook page on March 26th. That was an active night. And if you haven't had a chance to watch it yet, please do so on their Facebook page under videos from March 26th. It's called Living Paranormal at the Calumet Inn. It's a fantastic, absolutely fantastic experiment. So please check it out, and I think you're going to like it, and there's going to be a lot more to come. Now, the Calumet Inn is located in Pipestone, Minnesota, and I go to as many local locations as possible. This is why I'm really happy today to have on the show Jenny Davis in studio from the Metaphysical Store and Chana Boutique in Maplewood, Minnesota. We're going to be talking about everything that has been going on there and also talk about how Jenny is a paranormal investigator and as well has a lot of gifts, and we're going to have a lot of fun with that. Jenny, welcome to Ghost Box Radio.
Thank you for inviting me.
You are very, very welcome. And I would like to invite all of our listeners to join into the conversation. To do so, call in, ask a question to Jenny live on the air. Call in 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. Or email us a comment or question. The email address for the station is comment@am950radio.com. We are live on AM 950 Radio, but also streaming video on the following Facebook pages. You can watch us on AM 950, Things Network, Paranormal United Network, and MN Ghost Box. Plus, we have just joined a new page, the Free Spirited Network on Facebook, so please go there and like that as well. And you can leave a comment in all these places. We'll take a look for it. Now, Jenny, before we really get into it, there is somebody missing here today.
Yes.
And I've gone to great pains to let everyone know that there'd be two of you here today.
I know.
There's only one. So your mom, Bonnie, Bonnie Gurney, who is such a wonderful soul, and I was very disappointed. I'm happy that you're here. Don't get me wrong. But I was disappointed that she isn't here today.
Yes. She's been up for about almost 48 hours straight, so she is in the car sleeping.
Well, you know what? It's probably for the best. I get on people's nerves when they don't have enough sleep. So I totally understand it. Now, my question, let's start with everything that is going on here. Enchanted Boutique is this absolutely wonderful metaphysical store in Maplewood, Minnesota at 1860 Beam Avenue. Now, how long have you been in business now for?
We will be open 8 years on the 23rd of this month. This new location, we moved in February 1st and opened February 2nd, and then the flood happened.
So and that's what we're going to kind of talk about here. And those of you who have been listening to this program, I've been talking about what's been going on with Enchanted Boutique, where you've had this, you know, really a high and low situation.
Yes.
Where you're able to move into this absolutely gorgeous location. Now, to be very honest, I was never in the old one, but I just can understand that this is phenomenally bigger, phenomenally better, really gives a lot of people an opportunity to do a lot of things at this place, which we'll talk about. But then, you know, this happens, this flood. And what happened then?
So we moved in February 2nd. We went from a 2,000 square foot place to almost 9,000 square foot place. We got everything up as fast as we could, opened February 2nd, had the fantastic first couple of weeks, and then Valentine's Day arrived, and the whole world kind of shut down in our end. We had a pipe burst, and it was such a strong pressure, it actually went out into the hallway and caused the ceiling to come down in there as well. We had 3 to 4 inches of water throughout the whole space within seconds and destroyed thousands of dollars of products and fixtures and all that jazz.
So the one thing at the top of the show, we played music from Donny Osmond, yep. Never Give Up. And why did we pick that today?
That has been the theme song at the shop for a while, because when it all happened on February 14th, we kind of were asking ourselves, why again? Because this was the second flood in the new space. After we took ownership in January, we had a smaller flood. And then this big flood happened February 14th, and we were like, why did it happen? But we were told not to give up, keep your head up strong, and keep going at it.
So, I mean, wouldn't you say, you know, as a metaphysical practitioner, as somebody who runs a metaphysical store, all the stuff, that this is all exactly what you're supposed to do when you are faced with stuff like this, is that you don't give up. You find that inner strength to keep going, right?
Yep. And we have been doing that since day one. And now with this last flood, we've had to put in overdrive and keep our head up and keep moving and keep fixing things. And now we're back open. We're getting the last pieces of carpet done this week, and we're fully opened again.
It's just amazing. I mean, I remember reading your post about what is going on, what happened, which was just, it's so crushing for me to see that. Mm-hmm. And Char, who we all yes. are friends with and whatnot, and we're talking about it, and just, I mean, and her helping you all out there and whatnot and talking about, you know, it's like it was unfortunate in a sense, because the pictures that you're posting wasn't actually doing it justice to how serious the situation was.
Yeah. As soon as it happened, we got the customers who were in the shop out, because we didn't know what was going to all happen. We had 3 to 4 inches of water in seconds. And I tried to catch my breath. I went on Facebook Live and explained that we were shut down for we didn't know how long, showed them, the viewers, what was happening, and that was the most real live you've ever seen me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was crying, I was trying to catch my breath, and mm-hmm. I was like, this is the raw emotion of owning a business and having something happen.
And stepping back up and keep going with
yep.
it. Keep making it happen. Now, so between February and now, feeling much better?
Yes.
Everyone feeling much better about just the situation, feeling good about things.
Yes.
And how has the support from the community been for this?
The support's been amazing. All of our customers have been supporting us via coming into the shop when we reopen, buying things on the Facebook Lives that we've been doing with Shore and Tara, reaching out, asking how they can help. And now we're to the point that we can finally put everything out for the first time, really, and show everybody what we have.
All the inventory and stuff?
Yep, that didn't get damaged or destroyed.
Yeah, and a lot of it did get damaged, didn't it, and destroyed?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we were just over $25,000 worth of product.
Oh, goodness. So I'm not going to talk any more about it. It's done. It's in the past.
Done. Yep.
You are now looking toward the future. You all been so resilient and so strong, and I've been back in there, I think, a couple times
yep.
since it, and it's just, you know, it just, it really was nice to see that. I know it didn't look like, it wasn't like this, but on the outside, it looked like that you all just carried on.
Yeah, we definitely tried.
So, why don't we do this? Why don't we take our first break? We're talking to Jenny Davis from Enchanted Boutique. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. My name is Greg Bach, and thank you for joining us. Our guest today is Jenny Davis, who is runs along with her mother, Bonnie, the local metaphysical store and Chana Boutique located at 1860 Beam Avenue, Maplewood, Minnesota. You can also go to enchantedboutiquemn.com or check out their Facebook page, Enchanted Boutique MN. And thank you very much for being in studio with me today.
Thank you for having us.
No, well, I'm like, who else is here? But then again, being a paranormal investigator and being, you know, gifted as you are, who knows, right?
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
That's just it. So we talked about the sad part of Enchanted Boutique, mm-hmm. and now we're done with that. Now we're talking about all the good things
yes.
that Enchanted Boutique has. And, you know, I think it's very important, being a local radio show, that we talk about the local and wonderful areas to get, you know, your metaphysical fix, so to speak.
Yes.
And this is really the place to do so. Now, tell me, what is the thing that you absolutely are the proudest that Enchanted Boutique offers?
I think it is the classes we hold. We have so many different classes on a weekly basis for beginners to people who have the skill but just wants to develop it even more. We have classes from that to the experts, really. It's a great way for people to learn more and interact with others that like that subject as well.
Right. You know, one of the things that I get on a regular basis from folks who, you know, I find it really interesting that I think that a lot of people are now embracing their intuitive and empathic selves, which is really fun to see. It's really cool to see. But I get the question quite a bit. How do I get started? What do I do if I want to get more into this? And sometimes I think people get scared a little bit about how they want to get into it more. What would you recommend to people who are just like, you know, I feel like I have something, but I kind of more want to dip my toe in opposed to being like really immersing myself?
My suggestion is come into the shop. You can talk to our providers who were there that day. Most of our providers teaches the classes. If you're into like divination, take like the pendulum making class or intro to divination. We have a lot of intro classes that will get your feet a little wet in the water, and then you can do your jumping off point after that class. But we carry a lot of the products to go along with those classes. Like we carry the pendulums, we carry dowsing rods, and we carry runes and tarot decks, oracle decks. So it's a great way for you to start off is getting into an intro class and then deciding if that's something that you wanted to do. Then you can get more books, more product, and talk to the providers that teach it and other people who are taking the class as well.
And that's something that's kind of important to talk about too, is the fact that you have the classes, but you also are selling the materials and the merchandise. And you brought up books.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's always a big thing.
Yes.
You know, like I know that you have a lot of like Llewellyn books
yes.
and whatnot, who are also local.
Local, yep.
You know, just if they don't want to make a pendulum, they can go buy pendulums
yes.
and they can do all these wonderful things there. I guess that's a thing that, it's hard to, I mean, you got to come down and see it because you have the front area that's all full of merchandise,
yes.
but then you have, it just builds out for all
we
these
do.
Classrooms and stuff.
Yep. We have 4 provider rooms, 2 big classrooms, and a lounge area. So if you're taking like a intro to divination, we'll have a display in the lounge of divination products that can go along with that class. Shar's always there after the class to answer any questions as well. And we have some amazing products to go with each class. Our book selection right now is a little low, but as time goes on, we will be adding more and more books. Right now we have a ton of different subjects. Not typically how much we have, but it's something that we're working to gain back up again.
And yeah, I mean, it's all, but it's all happening. That's
yes.
the thing. And so I'm on the enchantedboutiquemn.com right now, and I am taking a look at just in-shop services. And I mean, obviously, this is why you got the bigger space.
Yes.
I mean, this is, my goodness. I mean, intuitive readings, psychic readings, animal communication. I see Kathy Grimes there for animal communication. I might see if she wants to come on at some point because, I mean, that's always fascinated me.
Yes, it is.
Have you done that? Have you had that?
I have not. Not yet. I had it done by another person when we were at the other shop a few years ago with my dog who was kind of rambunctious at the time. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting. But, yeah, Kathy is one of the best. If you have a animal communication question, book a session with her. You don't have to bring your pet to the shop. You can bring a photo or otherwise you can tap into their energy. During the session,
bring Linus to the shop would be like me covered in blood, I think, is how that would work. And I know that some people would enjoy that I would do that. But no, we're not allowing Linus out of the house. He runs that household.
Oh yes.
Now you though, we haven't really talked about your gifts, and I'm looking at Reiki sessions and that you are doing daily, 1 to 5 p.m. I'm learning to speak. It's a new thing for me. You're doing Reiki sessions.
Yep.
So talk to me about your Reiki journey.
I wanted to take Reiki for the last, 7 years, and every time I signed up for a class, something happened. Either I was in the hospital or something life happening that got me pushed aside. And finally, last January, I finally got able to sit down and do the class. So now I'm a Reiki master. And I do my sessions daily, like Greg said. I also do the oral photography at the shop.
That's right.
So I can do before and after Reiki oral photos, which is really fun because you take a picture of your aura before. Then you get 15, 30, or 45 minutes of Reiki, and then you get a picture afterwards to see where your chakras are after the Reiki. And then hopefully after the summer, I will be a holy fire Reiki practitioner as well.
Wow. And people ask me, what is Reiki? And I always just say it's like getting your car tuned up, but it's you, getting with your chakras aligned and whatnot.
I kind of like that description. It's like a non-touching healing session. I bring in the energy from the outer world and bring it down through me, remove any bad energy or bad energy from you, and place it with positive energy and remove any blockages you might have within your 7 chakras and make you fully relaxed.
I've had it done. I've not had it done by you, but I've had it done. And, if for those of you who are interested in this, definitely go to enchantedboutiquemn.com and see there's a number of people available to it.
Yes.
Check it out because there is a feeling after a Reiki session that is very calming and very just it's sublime, really.
Yes,
to
it
be
is.
Able to do it.
Yep.
It's actually surprising I don't do it more often, to be honest. You know, it's one of those things that you get done talking about it like, oh, this is so great and so amazing. And then you're just like, but I haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, life gets in the way. Just like you have that feeling after a massage or something, like you need to do it more often. And sometimes life gets in the way.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you offer for people if they wanted to do it on a regular basis, almost like a membership or something? Like you have a set time every week or something for people, or I don't know if that's something that even is possible or worthwhile. Something that came to my head.
Not currently, but that is something that we've been talking about with our providers is offering like a package deal, like 6 sessions of Reiki, you get a discounted price. So that's something that we're working towards. So hopefully by the end of the year, we'll be able to offer something like that.
Something else that I've been wanting to do, because we have about a minute before we go off to break, but one thing I really want to do is a past life regression.
Yes.
Have you had one of those?
I have not. Not with that. I had a mini session with another provider we had in the past. It's very interesting. She did hers during the Reiki session.
Oh.
And I found out I had a past life with H.H. Holmes. So.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yes.
With you all hang out with celebrities. I think my past life would be that I don't even have something funny to say about that. It's just that I don't think I'd be with H.H. Holmes or anybody of note. But there is so many things here, and I know that it just looks like I'm going through the website. But honestly, this is a great way to really dip your toes into really this stuff, because there's a lot of, like I said earlier, there's a lot of people who are just like, oh, you know, I don't know. Fair enough. It's a new world, isn't it?
It's definitely a new world. And since COVID, we've noticed much of an intake of openness coming to the shop. Like, I really want to do it. Like, during COVID, I've been researching, and now I kind of want to dip my toes into it even more. It's been a great. COVID was rough, but at the same time, it brought people to a higher awareness.
Absolutely. Why don't we do this? Let's take another break. When we come back, we're going to talk some paranormal, I think, with Jenny Davis, who runs a local metaphysical store in China Boutique located in Maplewood, Minnesota. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. We recently had Ernie and Denise Pack on from Pac-Man Paranormal talking about their work, along with others, to save Waverly Hills Sanatorium. It's a hugely popular and well-loved paranormal location, but things have changed over there. I urge everyone to seek out that episode from January 16th and listen to what is going on at Waverly Hills, and also support them in their endeavor to save the sanatorium from mismanagement. Go to SaveWaverlyHills.com and sign the petition. And please consider making a donation via their GoFundMe page there. Please share out SaveWaverlyHills.com. And don't forget that Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time on Facebook pages Things Network, Paranormal United Network, Devil Vision Media, Free Spirited Network, and MN Ghost Box, I do a live Spirit Box session. This is an opportunity to not only see some paranormal gear at work, but the possibility to reach out to your loved ones who have passed. This is a very positive program, and I hope you join us tonight to reach out to spirits. That would be really good. Also, if you miss Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bockett live, AM 950 replays these episodes Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, or you can listen anytime by going to Spotify or iTunes. After listening, please leave a positive review for my show. I would greatly appreciate it. My guest today is Jenny Davis, who runs a local metaphysical store, Enchanted Boutique, located at 1860 Beam Avenue, Maplewood, Minnesota. You can also go to EnchantedBoutiqueMN.com or check out their Facebook page, Enchanted Boutique MN. And, you know, we've been talking metaphysical.
Yep.
And the thing that, you know, how you and I met so many years ago is through the paranormal.
Yes.
So you and your mom are kind of like a duo when it comes to paranormal investigating. How long have you two been doing this?
We started watching Ghost Hunters when it came out. And then in 2010, Brandy Green had her first Parasota. And we did the day lectures, and that got us really interested in it. And in 2011, she had another one, investigated for the first time there. We've been doing it since then. I've gone to Waverly Hills. I've gone to Bobby Mackey's. Mm-hmm. We've done the Grant House up in Rush City.
Yep.
We've done the Palmer House. I've gone to USS Salem and just walked around, and that was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I've walked around Eastern State and had my phone thrown out of my hand by a spirit.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That was a lot of calming down after that.
Yeah, no. So doing all that, what is your style of investigating, seeing that you have these gifts and whatnot? Do you put them both together, or are you mainly, what do you like to do when you're on a location?
Recently, I've been doing a lot of the Estes method.
Okay.
I am the one in the team that usually does it. I end up going into a big, deep trance when I do it. It takes my mom and my team about 5-10 minutes to get me out of it after I do it. But that way I can use my gifts and not have the surrounding sound around me of people talking, asking questions. I just listen to the spirit box and pick up what I feel coming through as well. I did one at the Palmer House in July and actually had a friend's dad come through.
Mm-hmm.
And my voice changed and everything about me changed when that spirit came through.
So you're saying that you're also channeling then?
Yes.
As well as spirit box work. Does that worry you at all that it takes them 5-10 minutes to get you out of a trance?
Sometimes. it usually, like, they usually have to, like, push me around to get me out. But I know how to protect myself. At the beginning, when I started doing the paranormal investigating, I didn't know I had gifts, and I didn't know how to close myself down. And my second time at Waverly Hills, I had a psychic attack. I went into the OR on the fourth floor, and felt like my chest was being ripped open, things being pushed into my lungs. I stepped out, and all I remember is seeing spirits chase, going around me and pulling me and touching me. And that's when I talked to Scotty Warwick, a psychic medium.
Yep.
And he taught me how to close myself down. And that's kind of when I had the first glimpse of, I do have these abilities, and I need to take care of myself before doing investigating.
So, you know, it's all that's really interesting. And I guess the question that I have is, if I see somebody in a trance, can I push them around? No, I'm just kidding. But so,
no.
All right. Well, you know, that's, you know, I was asking for a friend, actually. So with that being said, and you're doing all that, what is a location that so far has impressed you the most?
Between Waverly Hills and Old South Pittsburgh Hospital have been amazing. Mm-hmm. I love it there at those two locations. Old South Pittsburgh was an old hospital down in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. And we had a great experience with the K2. And at the time, the old owners had a track of someone flatlining.
Mm-hmm.
And the K2 would lit up as soon as the heart started beating. And then when it flatlined, it stopped.
Okay.
So that was very interesting. Another place is in Iowa, in Ingeborg Manor.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a full body apparition of a doctor outside, and we all ran downstairs, out the front door, around the building, and nothing was there, no footprints, because it was muddy and rainy. So if somebody was out there playing jokes on us, we would have seen the footprints.
I see. And do you think that doctor could have been residual then?
I think so, because in the back of the building, there's two doctor houses. So doctors who were on staff overnight would have been in those houses. So I think that doctor was just stuck in that time frame of walking out from those houses into the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you feel like that there are spirits at the store that, you know, that stick around, or do you feel like that they pretty much they might come in for the Reiki session and then they're out when it's done?
We do have some spirits at the current location. We did at the old location. We invited the good spirits to come with us to the new location. We know of a man. We call him Sir. He's an older man. He likes to kind of watch out for us. And then we do have some of these other spirits that we don't quite know who they are yet, but they like to communicate with us. They like to close doors and lock them on us. So that's always fun at the new shop, is coming to a door and finding it locked and not being able to open it.
Nice, yeah. How helpful.
Yes.
So when you're going to investigate, what is it that you're hoping to achieve? I know that some people go in just to try to prove the existence of spirits. Others go in to communicate with spirits. What does Jenny want when she goes into a location?
I want to communicate with the spirits, help them if they need the help. Like in 2011, we went to the Grant House for the first time and made connection with a spirit called Elmore, who I've talked to you since about.
Yep.
And he's still there. We were the first ones to make communication with him. I'm glad that he's still there and not was pushed to the other side with someone else. But he's still there. I like communicating with the spirits, learning about them, and helping them if they need the help.
That's nice. Yeah. Yeah. No. What about the future? Because you always have a pretty big paranormal calendar.
Yes.
Where do you want to go that you haven't been yet?
My top of my like dream list is going to Leek Castle and hitting up some of the places in Ireland.
Yeah.
Another big place I want to investigate would be the sanatorium out in Pennsylvania, the one that was us on Ghost Hunters. I will be out there in August, but it's not lining up to be exactly what I need to go to investigate there, but that place looks really interesting.
When you when you're going these places, are you helping spirits? Are you being able to, if someone needs to be moved on or something, are you able to help them, or is it, has that kind of been just more of a investigating sort of take that you've had on these?
It depends on the rules of the place we're investigating. Like the Palmer House, you can't pass spirits on. Some places don't have that rule, and if one of the spirits wants to pass, I will try to help them to the other side. But otherwise, if it's against the rules, I can't. I'll just talk to the spirit and see what's going on that they need the help with.
Do you ever have, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, do you ever have where you can't pass them along, can't pass them, can't cross them, but they want to? Have you run into a situation where they're still asking, or is it pretty clear and defined that they're not asking for it? And this would be a question I'd ask anybody because I find it very interesting.
I don't think I've run into something like that yet. If it's like against the rules, like I said, I couldn't do it, but I would talk to the spirit, like, you have the free will to go across to the other side.
Right.
If you're not wanting to, then you could stay here and just live your life like you are right now.
Right.
Like the Palmer House people, spirits just roam the hotel. And I was up there last weekend, and even if I was there just during the day, I definitely felt the spirits of Lucy and Raymond. The basement of the Palmer House always gets me. I've had a couple weird, bad experiences in the Palmer House basement, but I've found a common ground with the spirits down there, and now they welcome me down there.
Well, that's good. That's really good. Now, you talk about using Spirit Box and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Are you a gadget person? Do you like the gadgets?
I do like the gadgets. Like right now, I have on order the Ovilus and the new EMF tripwire. I have a couple other big gadgets on order. It depends. Lately, I've been more connected to my abilities and talking to the spirits via the Spirit Box. But it's nice to have that equipment to catch the evidence that I might not have. Because if you're in a room alone, which you really shouldn't be when you're investigating, you don't have that backup of this happened, but no one's there to see it.
Right, right.
And the equipment will catch it.
What Ovilus is that? Is it? I mean, because last I heard was like it's a 5. I mean, I don't know if they've upgraded since then or not. Mine is a 5. I think it's like a 5-point something. You know, like it's like a 5.5 or something like that now. I just wasn't sure if there was like a 6 that came out that I didn't know about or something. You know,
I don't remember which one we ordered. It was one of the cheaper ones, not the one that was sold out. I think the 5 sold out. It's one that doesn't quite show the words on it, but it speaks it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm super excited to get that. Like, we will be going to Ashmore Estates in June and Old South Pittsburgh Hospital in July. So I will have those new pieces of equipment to try new things. I like watching the TV shows and learning different ways to investigate. It's not like I copy exactly what they do. It's I take it and kind of tweak it to make it my own.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the point of it, right?
Yep.
To be able to see if there's something that you could use. I mean, if people do that when they're making recipes, watching cooking shows, why can't you do it during watching a paranormal investigation on television?
Yeah. Like when Jason Haas's daughter was on Ghost Hunters this season, they started going alphabetical with the letters and stopping when the spirit makes a noise and putting those words together that way. I found that was really interesting.
That is really neat. What we're going to do, let's take our last break. When we come back, we're going to finish our conversation with Jenny Davis from the local metaphysical store Enchanted Boutique located in Maplewood, Minnesota. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And next week on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken, I'm going to have on the star of the Travel Channel Discovery Plus series, Ghosts of Morgan City and Ghost Town Terrors psychic medium Sarah Lemos. She is going to be on to do one question readings for you. This is a very unique opportunity to get one of the best to do readings for you live on the air. Also, mark your calendars for April 17th, as we are going to have on the show paranormal investigator Katrina Weidman from the Travel Channel and Discovery Plus series, Portals to Hell. You don't want to miss that, and you don't want to miss what we have coming up on Ghostbox Radio. It's going to be pretty exciting. Now for our final segment, we return to our guest today, Jenny Davis, who runs the local metaphysical store Enchanted Boutique, located at 1860 Beam Avenue, Maplewood, Minnesota. You can also go to enchantedboutiquemn.com or check out their Facebook page, Enchanted Boutique MN. It's pretty crazy. There is a question that... that is in the Facebook page on, actually, what page are we on here right now? We're on MN Ghostbox that we're streaming to. And Annette asks the question, do you believe in reincarnation?
I do. I believe it's a real thing. I haven't really dived deep into it quite yet, but something that I do want to look into.
Now, Annette also had said that... she believes that she has another life, had another life in Ireland, and that's where you would probably point them to past life regression then, right?
Yep, that's what I would say. Connect with, make an appointment with our person, Dad. He's there on Mondays, 5:30 to 8, and a session usually is an hour and a half to 2 hours, and he'll dive deep and help you connect to your past lives.
Now, also, that when it comes to that, can this be done remotely, I guess, in terms of, like, if I have people who are listening that are not in Minnesota, but they really like the sound of what's happening here, and can they reach out to Enchanted Boutique and be able to offer some of those services remotely?
Some of the services we do have remotely, tarot readings, oracle readings, psychic readings, we do have remotely.
Okay. All right. And then as far as, I mean, obviously, aura and you know, photographing aura, you have to be there
yes,
for
you
that.
Have to be there.
That makes a lot of sense. And past life regressions, that too. So for those who are interested in that, please do so. Now, there's a couple events that are coming up that we want to talk about here real fast. April 23rd through the 30th is going to be pretty exciting too.
Yes. We're super excited. It's our grand reopening, our 8-year anniversary party as well. April 23rd, we'll have free lectures throughout the day, starting at noon and going until 6 p.m. We have a meditation drumming circle happening throughout the day. We have a pagan business intro class. We have a chakra cleansing class lecture happening, and a fairy class happening that day.
So it's going to be a pretty full day. And
yes.
I mean, this is a long time in the making.
Yes, it's been a very long time in the making. Like, we were supposed to have our grand reopening in February, but the flood happened and just made it go to connect with our anniversary party.
Right. Well, I mean, the good news is that, you know, April is a beautiful time of year.
Yes.
And, I mean, it just seems perfect for, like, grand opening, renewal,
yes.
It's perfect for it.
It does. We'll also have our local child author coming in to do book signing. She has a new book for kids. It's really great. Can't think of it on top of my head, but come out on April 23rd and meet her and get a book for your child.
Well, that's the point. Now you have to, if you want to know, now you have to come out and,
yep.
and see it. So, and that's going to be great. So once again, folks, that is going to be the grand opening and 8th anniversary celebration of Enchanted Boutique at 1860 Beam Avenue in Maplewood. If this is where it would be also really good, if you're not sure what to expect going, you know, dipping your toe into metaphysical, this might be a great opportunity, a great time to do it.
I agree.
This is April 23rd through the 30th, so it's coming up quickly. But also, you're really excited. I'm really excited because you got something coming up on May 14th as well.
Yes, we have our Enchanted Expo. It's going to be at the Maplewood Community Center May 14th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We will have 11 different lectures, including Greg talking about the Spirit Box.
I will.
So I'm super excited to have that. It's a little mixed up holistic and the paranormal. So I kind of want to host our own little paranormal thing, but that'll be down the road.
Mm-hmm.
At this event, we will have psychics, healers, different vendors throughout the vendor hall and in the hallways. And then we have two gallery readings throughout the day. Michelle Jacobson and Arne will be there throughout the day to do the gallery readings. But yeah, it's super excited. It's $5 admission. But if you email us at contact@enchantedboutiquemn.com, the first 5 people will receive 2 free tickets.
So you gotta. What's the address? Is it going to the site or address again? Can you say that one more time, please?
contact@enchantedboutiquemn.com via email.
And so you email that, and the first 5 people who email are going to get free tickets to the Enchanted Expo,
yes,
May 14th. Contact at EnchantedBoutiqueMN.com.
Yes.
Do that. It's a great way to get some free tickets.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it doesn't cost that much anyway.
No.
But still, it's nice to be able to have that. And now you also do your own show, and you do it. Why don't you talk a little bit about that, please?
So I have a radio show with my girlfriend, Russ. I've been on it since 2010. And we have a show on Shadowhunters Paranormal Investigation pages on Facebook. It's Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Central, and we talk about the paranormal, we talk about the holistic, metaphysical, we talk about cryptozoology, anything and everything in between. Like tonight we have James Anito and Carl Johnson on talking about demonology.
I've had James on here before, and I don't know if there's anybody who's busier in the world than James Anito. They just had a big investigation.
Yes.
And a couple of my other friends, Keith Bailey and Kelly Miller, were out there as well. And it certainly is, it's incredible. I mean, I don't know how this guy keeps going, to be very honest. It fatigues me just watching what he does.
I know, right? He's somewhere every weekend, and he has a little baby on the way with his girlfriend. And
yep.
I'm like, how do you do this? Like, I have a 4-year-old daughter, and between working 70, 80 hours a week at the shop and this paranormal and everything else, it's like, how does he do it?
Well, you're another one that's just like, I don't understand what's how you all do all this. I kind of take lessons from my cat, and he doesn't do a whole lot, and that's kind of the way that I do it as well. So yeah, that's really good stuff. And so once again, folks, make sure that you go to the grand opening. April 23rd is that whole week. That's going to be a great, great week. I'm looking forward. I'm going to head out there myself. And then of course, the Enchanted Expo is on May 14th at the Maplewood YMCA Community Center, which is fantastic. So Jenny Davis, thank you so very much for going and being here by yourself and making it work. Once again, Enchanted Boutique is located at 1860 Beam Avenue, Maplewood, Minnesota. You can go to their site, enchantedboutiquemn.com, or enchantedboutiquemn on Facebook. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. We'll be back next week with Sarah Lemos. Take care, everyone.